Yeah, you said that when you were out herding sheep that you made a lot of sourdough bread. What other kinds of breads?
Baking powder.
Baking powder. Okay.
Some of them, I don't remember whether I ever did or not, made yeast bread.
Okay. So that is that basically then what you ate when you were out there?
I was out there to keep it, always had mutton.
Okay.
Canned food with the rest of it, about dried food quite a bit too. Mm-hmm. When the opposite I heard that she poured quite a lot, they dried an awful lot of fruit.
Okay. I have just one more question about the milk that I forgot to ask you about milking. How did you separate all of the things? You know, how when you milk the cow, the cream would just be on the top, right?
Cream, but after your milk is set in the cool place, the cream separates and rises to the top.
Okay.
You skim it off.
You strained it first.
Yeah, of course you strained it.
Okay. How did you strain it? I'm just curious. My grandfather was a dairy farmer, but he died when I was very young, so I don't know much about this. But what did you do to strain it?
With the churn.
With the milk.
With the whey?
How did you strain the milk?
Oh, you just had a strainer, just wire strainer.
And then it was separated, the things from that. Okay.
You used to have cream separators where you just turn them in all like this and pour the milk in up there, and it cream, if you have enough agitation, the cream will separate and rise to the top.
Okay.
You feed the skim milk to hogs.
Well, I'm sure they love that. I'll give them mine.
When they were milking, they had this pet cat that would go out there and sit, and they'd squirt milk in its mouth.
Oh, what?
That was its mouth, though.
Probably have a real treat with that. Now, you said that you used to have an apple orchard, but you sold it. What were some of the things that you did with the apples? I'm sure that you sold a lot of them.
Oh, I sold the apples. I sold the stores just around locally. Mm-hmm. Took a lot of them down to St. George.
What's your favorite?
Cedar City.
Okay, I love apples. But what was your favorite way to eat apples?
Just dried off the core.
Right off the core.
Don't let him kid you. Apple pie.
Okay. What were some of the other things? What were some of the ways that you could can apples? Did you like make?
Well, in a lot of ways you can preserve apples. You can can them or you can dry them.
Okay. Did you
keep a long time dried?
Did you ever grind them up and preserve them?
I don't believe we ever ground them up, did we?
Yes, we did.
Did we?
And we strained them like for apple butter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, made apple butter.
Did you ever have applesauce?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we all have applesauce. Yeah, but of course it's not mine now because I sold my orchard. But there's lots of different kinds of apples, you know. Some of them real good cooking, some of them aren't. Mm-hmm. The Red Delicious, the most common eating apple, is not worth it to lose to cook with.
Mm-hmm.
But I saved when I planted an earlier orchard, and I planted a Rhode Island greening tree because they were the best cookers. And still got it.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, he's a modern Johnny Appleseed. He's planted four orchards. Plus,
that's wonderful.
Most of the people in town, you know, set out trees.
Trees, that's wonderful. I think apples are great. What kind of foods do you like for breakfast? What do you remember when you were growing up?
Mostly cereal.
Cereal. Like hot cereal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hot cereal when you were growing up.
Did you have any other things?
I remember mostly it used to be cracked wheat, and then oatmeal come along, and we got to using that, but I still like the cracked wheat.